We are learning Masechtas Sota, Daf Mem Beis, Omer Beis, and we are starting five lines from the top of Daf Mem Beis, Omer Beis. It said in the Mishnah, Plishtim ba'u b'nitzchayne shel Goliath. The Plishtim came with the power, they were relying on Goliath, and look what happened. So we want to give a discussion about Goliath. Goliath, Omer Rav Yechanan, she'omad v'gil upanim. Just as a small akdama, the Gemara is going to come out that Goliath was the son of Arpah. We know Rus and Arpah were the daughter-in-laws of Naomi, and after she lost a husband and two sons, she decided to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and she tried to go back herself, and Rus and Arpah wanted to go with her. Lamaisa, she convinced Arpah to stay, and Rus went along, and Rus Taka became a Geiris. And we know what happened. Rus, David HaMelech came out from Rus. Goliath is a descendant from Arpah. Goliath, Amar Yechron, Sha'amad, why is it named Goliath? Sha'amad begilu panam v'nei Kares Baruch Hu. He stood in front of Kares Baruch Hu and he spoke b'chutzpah. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk that he said, Vayamoid vayikra el ma'archois Yisrael. He stood up and he called to the army of Klai Yisrael, pick out an ish and come to me. And we darshan ish refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vein ish el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem ish v'chama. So he was taking on Hashem, Kav Yachal. And that was a merdig chutzpah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're making jokes here. I am going to make you fall, Aide Ben Ish, a little kid, a little nar. Shenemar, David Ben Ish Efrosi Hava. Hazah. David Ben Ish Efrosi Hazah. Little young David is the one that actually killed Goliath. In those conversations, three times, the Rosha said something that, you know, it was a slip of a tongue. Echad, Baruch Lechem Ish. V'yered Eli, and when he darshes, it's like V'yered Olai. He's gonna come on me. He's gonna beat me. V'idach, it says V'yuchal Elochem Iti V'kani, and it says he started with Loshen V'yuchal Elochem Iti. If he could fight me and hit me, and since he started with the Pischem Pei, he started with that Loshen, which means I'm gonna lose. That again was a slip of the tongue, and Taka came true. V'idach, the coming of David, Hakel v'anoichi got the boy alive b'maklos. Also, he also it's like coming alive b'maklos, and all the things came true that he lost the war and he got killed. David, he lost the fight rather with David and he got killed. We know David came to the fight with him with a little slingshot and he hit him and he killed him. David nami samaraz kasha, or David also had a slip of a tongue. David nami amar lei, David's lashon was. You're coming to fight with me with a knife, with a sword, and a spear. That you made fun of. So he also started off with the words that. So why David is no played this pether? So the Gemara, Hod Amalei Vanoichi Balecha V'Shem Hashem Tzvakos Ela Kei Marachis Yisrael Hashem Harafta. And Zagrashi V'Ein Zeh Psichas Pelera, because he's just trying to bring out the contrast. He says, you're coming against me with these little sticks. I'm coming through the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he meant to say. So there, it's not considered a Pischem Peh Lera. So it says Vayigash HaPlishti. This went on for 40 days. It says Vayigash HaPlishti Hashkem V'Hari V'Siatz V'Abaram Yom. For 40 days, he came to stand and scare Klai Yisrael. He wanted to vatel them from, that's why he came in the morning and night, like we said before, that just the schus of Kriyashma Shachas Varvis enough to save them from any war. So therefore, he came for these 40 days to try to vatel them from Kriyashma Shachas Varvis. By Siyatze Vabom Yoim, for 40 days he stood there. Connected the 40 days that the Torah is ichrulas kabel. That's what it says in Rashi, and that would give him the koyach l'siatzev. Vayeti ish habinayim b'machnas plishtim. It says in the pasuk that this is referring to Goliath. Vayeti ish habinayim b'machnas plishtim. Goliath shemoi migas gavu sheish amos v'zeres. So it calls him ish habinayim. What does that mean? My binayim. Omrav shemavunu mekomum. One shot is He was built from any mum. He didn't have any mum. He was perfect from the outside. He was a perfect person. V'Shmuel Amar, Bein Yishevachim. He was the middle one of his brothers. He came from a family of four giants, and he was the middle one. The Bein Rav Shilo Amar, Shu Osu Kebinyin. He was built like a binyan. He was strong and tall like a binyan. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Devem Pshat. Bar Meya Papi V'chodanani. Meya Papi refers to a father who is not a real father, like a stepfather. You know, a nani is a real father. And like Rashi explains, that his mother was ba on a bunch of anoshim that night that he was conceived. She was ba on a bunch of anoshim. So only one of them really is his father, and the other 100 are not his father. So he's the son of 100 papi, which are stepfathers, and one nani, which is the real father. So what's Loshon Beinayim? So Rashi explains, but Loshon Isha Beinayim, Sheyetzeh Bein Anoshim Harbeh. He came from a bunch of people, a bunch of men. It doesn't mean Metzias, which means we don't know who it is. That's what's called Beinayim. He's from a bunch of different men. We're not sure which one was his father. But Gol Yashmoy Megas, his name is Gol, is from Gas. What's Gas? Again, we're going to say something about the Znus of his mother. Tanur Yosef Shakhel Doshus Imay Gas. Everyone pressed his mother like a gas. Again, also because a lot of people were zana with his mother. Ksiv, it says it's a ksiv and a kri. Ksiv ma'arois, the kriin ma'archos. In the pasuk, it says that his name is Gas. Isha b'naim oil agolis apushti shmoyim gas ma'arochos plishtim, ma'archos plishtim. So it says ma'arois, and we read it ma'archos. Tanur v'yisiv shakol heru b'imoy. Everyone did hara. It's a lashon of bia be'imai. Now ksiv, it says in the pasuk that it says about yishpi benoiv asher be'elidei harapa. So we know from later on in the Gemara that yishpi benoiv was one of Arpa's children. So ksiv harapa. Sometimes we call her harapa, and sometimes we call her Arpa. The ksiv Arpa. So Rav Shmuel, Chad Omar, really Harapa Shmuel. Her name was Harapa. Lomnek Shmuel Arpa. Shakol Arf and Oisah Me'acharel. Everyone was Bezano with her Me'acharel. Be a Shloik Adarka. And Oirif is a Loshon. Ponim connected Oirif. That's why it's Arpa. That their face connected her back. That's why it's called Arpa. The other one says Chad Omar Arpa Shmuel. Her name is really Arpa. But Loma Nikor Shmuel Harapa. Shakol Dosh and Oisah Karifais. Everyone crushed her like arifos, is like this smashed chitim. V'cheinu oimer, v'tikach isha, v'tip, this is a lashon of, you'll see that the arifos, the chitim, used to smash chitim. V'tikach isha, v'tifreis hamasach al pnei ha-be'er, v'tishtach aleha arifos. V'yisim ha'ach, a different pasuk that shows about arifos, im tachnish sa'av, il machnish v'sech arifos, be'eli. Al-kaponim, so that who this Arpa was. Arpa, she really fell from a very high level. She was almost the same level as Rus at one point. And she turned into this incredible Zayna. Ves arvas elo yuldu laharapa begas vayiplu v'yad David v'yad avadu. The pasuk says that these four giants were all children of Harapa begas, and they all fell v'yad David v'yad avadu. The pasuk and Shmuel. Who are the four children? Mind you, who are the four children? Aruchista Saf Umadoin Golias v'yishpi benoiv vayiplu v'yad David v'yad avadu. What's the pshat? They fell into David's hands. The chassid says in the pasuk, "Vatishak Arpa lechamaisa, v'Rus dafka bay." That means Arpa kissed Nami and said goodbye, and Rus dafka bay, and Rus stayed with her. Amar Yitzchak Makaris Baruch Hu, Yivol bnei Anashuka, v'Yiplu bnei Advuka. The bnei Anashuka, which is Arpa's kids, will fall b'yad bnei Advuka, the Rus who was davuk in Nami and stayed with Klal Yisrael. Dorosh Rava Bischar Arbet Moisha Rida Arpa Chamoisa Zochso V'Yotzu Umimena Abba Gibar. She cried twice when she left. She cried twice. She never says in the pasuk Vatisena Koylon Vatifkena Oid. Then it says Vatishak Arpa Chamoisa Rostov Kaba. So it says Vatisena Koylon Vatifkena twice. It says Vatifkena Oid Vatifkena Oid. So there's two cryings with two eyes, altogether four tears. And the four tears, that's the Zeichah, the four Gibarim. Because each cry is a tear from each eye. And then twice, Tifkena Oid, so that's four. And because of that, the Zeichah, the four Gibarim. Ksiv says in the Pasuk, this is talking about Goliath and about his his chanisoi, which is like his sword or his spear. Chetz chanisoi, it says chetz chanisoi. We read an eight chanisoi. Why does it say lashon chetz chanisoi? Amar Rabbi Eliezer, adayin lo yigianu lechatzi shvach l'shoyt rasha. When we try to picture this rasha, the pasuk is painting a picture of this rasha. It only really paints half his shvach. And lashon chatzi chetz chanisoi is lashon of half his chain. Chatzi chain chanisoi. Mekan she'asu sapa shvach l'shoyim leliftach. You're not just talking about the shvachim of Rishon. So don't say anything. We want to show that even though he was so strong and so big and such good, different weapons, still David killed them with a slingshot. So we give a little bit of a picture of what he looks like, but we didn't give everything, all his shvach, because we're not mishabeach a rasha. Says further in the Mishnah that Bnei Amoin had a general called Shoivach. Bnei Amoin bought his chinuch of Shoivach. Siv Shoivach. Rava Shmuel. So he's Rava Shmuel. Chanam of Shoivach. Shmuel is never really Shoivach. When we call Shoivach, she also Shoivach. He's built like a Shoivach. Shoivach is this huge building or like tower that doves. It's like it's a dove coop. It's a tall thing. I don't know if the English word for it, but it's a tall Shoivach. So he was very tall, he was very big, this Shoivach. His name was really Shoivach, called Shoivach because he's built like a Shoivach. V'chad Omar, Shoivach Shemoy, Lom Rikosh Shemoy Shoivach, Shkol Roy Yisoy, Soy Nishvach, Fala Kikitoin. Anyone who saw him got scared and was like falling apart and melting like a Kikitoin, like water. It says in the Pasuk, Ashposoy Kekever Pesuach. The Pasuk says that Ashposoi was a kever pesuach kulam gebayrim. This is talking about Nebuchadnezzar. Since we bring down a chalikus between Rav and Shmuel, we don't know about Rav and Shmuel. So it says about Nebuchadnezzar that the armies, their Ashposoi was a kever pesuach. So Pashat means that Ashposoi is their sleeve where they keep the arrows, the swords. That's called Ashposoi. So it was huge. That's Pashat. But we're going to touch a different way. When they used to shoot the arrows, there became these huge piles of corpses. That's how strong they were. They weren't so strong, but they just were very good at sharpshooting. It was because of the gevura. They were very strong, the armies of Nebuchadnezzar. When they went to the bathroom, piles of garbage of zevel. They were very strong and they ate like a chayis, and therefore their zevel was big piles of ashpa. Omer of Mori, Shmami, no, we see from here from the kasha and the teretz, we see maybe chayim ayim. Hay man, the nafesh zivle, if he has a lot of zevel, he goes to the bathroom a lot, chayim ayinu. He must be, he has a stomach ailment. The Mayanav Gemina, what's the difference? Literally, when I say to look for a voice before it gets worse. Because that's a simen, the Gemara is saying that's a simen of a health issue if he has a lot of zevel. It says in the Pasuk, this is the next drasha we're bringing because we have Amir Rasi was one of the Chalkim before, if you want Gerasa, so therefore we'll bring this Pasuk in Mishlei. It says the Pasuk in Mishlei, the Ogo Belev Ish, Yashchena. What does that mean? Everyone knows one of them. Chad Omar, so Ravan Rasi, I'll tell you what it means. Chad Omar Yaschena Medaita, Bimasiach Dasmit, Chad Omar Yaschena Lacherim, tell it to all the people. The second one's more famous. So if someone has a worry, there's two eights in the Gemara. Either just forget about it, or tell it to all the people, that might help you feel a little better. So the Gemara Vaita, we're going to finish Mesh Shem to the Mishnah, try at least. Va'atem i'atem kain. It says, you, Klai Yisrael, you're coming with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it says, Lashon ha'holich imachem. A Kodesh Baruch Hu comes with you. What's the halicha? What does it mean, ha'holich imachem? Kol kach lama? What does that mean? V'pnei sh'ashem v'chol kenuyav mulachem ba'aron. The aron comes out with them, and in the aron is the luchais, and it has a shem, and all the different kenuyav are all in the aron. V'cheinu oimer, we find a similar idea. It says in the pasuk, Vayishlach oisam Moshe Elef Amate, when Moshe sent out Klai Yisrael to the war against the, I think it was the Midianim. V'yishtach Oysa Moshe Elef Amate, L'tzava Oysam, V'espinchas Ben Aloza HaKoyin, L'tzava, U'klei HaKoydesh, V'chatzoytzoyz HaTerua, B'yodoy. That's what it says in the Pasuk. And we darshin like this, Oysam El Sanhedrin, Pinchas Zeh Meshuach B'chama, V'klei HaKoydesh, Zeh Oroin V'luchais. Loshon Rabbim means the Oroin and the Luchais went out by Luchais Shabbai. So this is the raya that you bring out the Luchais as well. The Azkaras from Luchais. V'chatzoises are trua elu ha-shoifros. Those are the shoifros. Now, the shoifros, the Mashah and the Mashash are busy. L'chair, chatzoises are trua sounds like trumpets, not shoifros. Shoifros are shoifer made out of the horn of a ram. And I and the Mashah and the Mashash that discuss that. Tana. We find that Pinchas, the first apostle, Pinchas went out to Mechama. It wasn't for nothing. Ella lifara din avi imay. It was in order to pay back the din of avi imay. Shenema said in the pasuk, "V'amidyanim makru Yosef Mitzrayim." It says that Amidyanim they sold Yosef to Mitzrayim in order to pay back that it was his grandfather. We'll see in a second. Yosef, that Pinchas was a descendant of Yosef, so he came to take revenge on the Midianim for selling his great-great-grandfather. Now, the Mashal speaks out. You know why he went out? He was the Mashuach Mechama. You don't have to give me a shot why he went out to take revenge for the thing. That's the Mashal asked. Mashal says, so Mashal says, Rashi says, Shahalach Pinchas Loi Halach Elazah. Zokhtas Mashal, but Zokhtas Mashal, the Hach Brisa Pliga Hadu Kamal El Pinchas Zem Mashuach Mechama. Because if he was the Mashuach Mechama, you know why he went out? He was the Mashuach Mechama. Terence says, Zokhtas the Mashal, if he did Brisa, Elazar really was a Mashuach Mechama, and Pinchas went out for a different reason. Really, Elazar should have gone out. But Pinchas went out, you know why? To take revenge because the Midianim sold his great grandfather. Remember, Pinchas from Yosef, so you see from here that Pinchas came from Yosef. V'achsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'elazar ben Aaron, Loka Kloy, B'nois, B'uti, Eloi, Elisha. Pinchas was the son of Elazar. It says Elazar took B'nois, B'uti. My love isn't pshat. The osim in Yisroi shepitim agolim v'zchavim. Usually, you learn petil means Yisroi who fattened agolim, fattened calves la'avayt zchavim v'avay zara. Zok tomorrow no loy mi Yosef. Petil means Yosef, referring to Yosef shepitim v'Yisroi that he was mezalzel and he overpowered his yitzharo. V'aloy break tomorrow we know v'aloy shvatim v'vazimoy. So when Pinchas killed Zimri, the shvatim making fun of him. Yisim ben puti zeh. Ben Shapitim Avi Ime Agomav Eschavim Yag Nosim Yisrael. So we see clearly that they made fun of him that his great grandfather was the Dinavad Ezara. So it was Yisrael, not Yosef. So tomorrow they're both true. Both of them are true. Yosef, he was a descendant from Yosef, who was Pitim Yisrael, and Yisrael, who was Pitim Agolam. Ela'i Avua de Ime Me Yosef. If the father of his mother was from Yosef, Ime de Ime Me Yisrael. The mother of his mother was from Yisrael. Be Ime de Ime Me Yosef. If his father was, if the Ime de Ime, if his mother's mother was from Yosef, Avua de Ime, the father's mother from Yisrael. Dekinami Lichsiv Mebrois Putiel Trey Mashma. From the extra Yud. Putiel with extra Yud is Trey Mashma. Shma Mino, that Pinchas Taka came from both sides. It came from Yosef and it came from Yisrael. And therefore, when he went to fight the Midianim, he was coming to take revenge from the Midianim who sold his father, his grandfather, to Mitzrayim.